right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of It Felt Good. The kids were out of school. I got to prep for Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We decorated our house over the weekend. I am not going to be doing behind the mic tomorrow because I'm not going to be here. So you're going to enjoy Dr. Michael Schwartz. He's guest hosting for me on my 2 o'clock show tomorrow. So make sure you tune in to the Amber May Show at 2 p.m. where Dr. Michael Schwartz is going to be guest hosting for me. I have something I have to be at, so I can't be here. So he's going to help me out. I appreciate that very much. So next week we're going to have behind the mic. So you're going to see some stuff that I did over this weekend. So it's going to, hopefully you like it. Hopefully you enjoy it. You know, if you're, you know, right there, you could be at my Tuesdays or my premium day. So right there below this video, you can sign up on Rumble Premium, have access to my exclusive interviews that I do behind the scenes, behind the mic with Amber May in real life. So you get to see what I do with my family behind the mic. But those are only on Tuesdays, premium days. So make sure you subscribe to Rumble Premium for $10 a month to have access to all the content creators' premium episodes. And if that's too much, right there in the Rumble chat, go ahead and subscribe to this channel for $5 a month and have access to the exclusive interviews I do and the behind the mic with Amber May in real life. Hey, so yeah. Hey, now is the time. It's cold. And in the house, you could get this nice comfy hoodie. Oh, my husband has it in black. So you can get this in black or blue or black. They're very comfy. He loves it. It's very comfortable. I hope you enjoy it. So you can support the Amber May Show, because I was at Bass Pro Shop over the weekend and I showed the guy my jacket because he was from South Africa. And I said, hey, are Nigerians Christians still being slaughtered? He's like, oh yes, it's horrible. They're still getting slaughtered. It's a big problem. And then I asked him about the South African white farmers, big problem for them too. They're getting massacred like crazy. The other South Africans that aren't white are trying to take over the white South African farmers' crops and animals and trying to kill them and trying to kill the animals and kill the white farmers. It's a big deal. And so, you know, I said, you would really like this show. So I showed him my jacket. He took a picture, or the shirt. I showed him, because me and my husband were both wearing my shirt. I might as well, right? If I'm out and about, might as well advertise the Amber May Show. So they took a picture of the shirt. So, hey, if you want to support the Amber May Show, a real easy way is purchasing a shirt. You can do that at theambermayshow.com at the merchandise tab. Now, I have so much we're getting to on today's episode. We're definitely going to be talking about Mark Kelly again because he hit the news cycle. Yeah, the White House just dropped a misleading bias media website. So the media offenders of the week, and the White House is I'm going to bookmark this. The White House is going to be every week displaying another media offender. So anyone who's spread misinformation or lies, they're going to be exposed on the White House website. So whitehouse.gov/media bias. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. I mean, all kinds of stuff. We're talking about sedition. We're going to talk about something that's happened with Minnesota. So many things. And then I have some really cute videos. So I'm going to make sure I have time for the cute videos. Adorable, adorable videos. So make sure you stay tuned for the rest of the hour as we go through this week's headlines. Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate all of you guys. Yeah, I guess that's it. Okay. You can find me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, pickaxe.com, or my Discord service in the link below. Find me there. And let's get on with the show. I have so much to get to. I don't know what we will get to today on this hour, but I hope you stick around. This is going to go by fast. Here we go.
On The Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand, a voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed, she won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright, holding the line in this endless fight. On The Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand, a voice for the people across this land.
Hey, folks, thanks for coming back to the Amber May Show. So glad that you've joined me. And I just want to send a message out real quick. I should have texted you guys, but I didn't. So sorry. This is for all the mods. So TV Green, Maymay Renee, God Signpost is for you guys. Rumble just did a change in their creators program. And so they want us to rate into five shows during the month. And so what it's not clear, because we already do raids, are those going to count? Like when I raid into Dr. Michael Schwartz, that's obviously going to count. Tomorrow we raid into the Nun Report. That's going to count. But does it count again when we raid into the Michael Schwartz Show? So this week's kind of an experiment. I'm going to get to see on the back end if that works. So we might have to change up the raids just for a week and then go back to our normal raids, or like once a day, like not the whole week, maybe like what we'll pick a day if it doesn't count, because I have to have five raids and we obviously do raids. So Rumble wasn't clear. So I'm sorry for this is boring for anyone who's not a moderator, but Rumble wasn't clear. So this week's going to be an experiment to see if our normal raids count towards the five. And if not, we'll pick one show next week. We'll raid into someone else if it doesn't count. But right now we're going to do shows normal, and I'm going to keep you guys posted on the raid aspect. So they just changed something in the creator program. So you got that. All right. That's enough. We had enough announcements. It's time to have some fun. By the way, would you guys enjoy if we did a Christmas decoration viewer one day, like as it the week of Christmas? Like, would you guys enjoy sharing your photos with me? If you would enjoy sending your pictures with me, let me know in the chat. And if that's something you'd be interested in, and I could display them on the show, like everybody, like not everybody, but as much as I can fit, and we could go through the houses, our Rumble friends, and see how you guys decorated. If that's something of interest, let me know in the chat, and then I will give you my email so you can send me the pictures so that we can have it like the week of Christmas. So whatever that week is, I can have a day and we just look at fun decoration. So if you're into that, let me know in the chat, or let one of the moderators know to let me know that you're into it. So thank you. And by the way, thank you for my moderators, TV Green, God Signpost, and Maymay Renee. I appreciate them so much. They've been a big help to me. So I wanted to say thank you to them. Thank you. All right, let's get in with it. I'm a little rusty. It's been 3 days since I've been on a show. But I thought this was important information because people are going to be traveling over the holidays, and Off the Press is reporting that TSA announces a $45 fee for travelers with no real ID. So I wonder if they will, if you have a passport, if they'll waive the fee, because a passport's a pretty decent photo from the federal government, photo ID. I don't know. We'll see. So travelers going through airport security checkpoints without a real ID or passport. Okay. I answered my question. So if you have a passport and you don't have a real ID, you can get the fee waived by bringing your passport. So travelers through airport security checkpoints without a real ID or passport will face a $45 fee starting February 1st. So I guess it bypasses Christmas. So you guys are good. If you're going to travel and you don't have a real ID or passport, you're good this year. Transportation Secretary Administration announced Monday this fee is part of the agency's next phase of the real ID implementation process that will require individuals to verify their identity through a biometric or biographic system if they don't have a compliant form of identification before they're permitted to cross through checkpoints. The announcement follows a proposed rule published in the Federal Register last month, but the agency increased the fee from its previous proposal amount of $18. The fee was necessary because we needed to modernize the system. We need to make sure that the system is safe. Always with the safe. Okay, so TSA Deputy Executive Assistant Administrator for Security Operations told ABC News, And the TSA says that fee will cover the administrative and IT costs associated with the ID verification program and ensure the expenses covered by the travelers and not the taxpayers. Isn't it the same damn thing? I'm a taxpayer. I'm a traveler. Same. Same person. Same thing. Individuals traveling without a real ID can go online to TSA.gov, follow the instructions listed to verify their identity, and pay these fees once it goes into effect next year. Oh, yippee-doo-dah. I'm sure you guys are so happy about that. Yeah, more fees, more, whatever. Okay, so that's your PSA of today. Now, this isn't going to surprise my audience. I know this isn't going to surprise you, but I wanted to bring this up to your attention. And this is why we've been so adamant about fighting against transitioning kids. When you're an adult, you do what you want. But when you're a parent, you're making this huge, huge decision for your kid. And the kid is not mature enough, not until they're in their 20s. The brain doesn't fully form until you're in your mid-20s. So these kids are making decisions based on emotion, based on a mental illness, based on adults telling them they feel weird, so they must be a different sex, based on really bad therapists telling them that they should change their gender. You can't change your gender. You can't. You're either an XX chromosome or XY chromosome. You're either going to be able to have a baby or not. When you're dead and gone and your bones are discovered in earth, they're going to know just by your bone structure if you're a male or a female. And did you guys know that when someone excavates a skeleton, that they can tell if the woman ever gave birth or not? Isn't that insane? The bones will tell if a woman ever gave birth to a baby or not. It's incredible. So your bones are not going to change because you have gender dysphoria. And I'm not trying to belittle someone with this. I want them to seek real help with a real therapist or a real pastor or a real doctor that's going to walk them through their gender dysphoria, because God didn't make a mistake with you. He made you perfect. He spent so much time on you designing every little aspect of you. He put talents and treasures inside of you that only you can do. And he rejoiced over you with singing. And he knit you together in your mother's womb. And he spent so much time every day putting you together. You were not a mistake. God made you perfect the way you are. So if your mentality is, I am not this gender that I was born in, let's have that conversation and help people overcome this. So this is coming from this website's called voss.us, and it said, and the title is Another Toy Broken by Trans Lobby. I was a pawn. My parents and doctors decided for me when I had no idea what it meant. So in 2017, 9-year-old Avery Jackson appeared on the cover of the renowned magazine as part of a special issue dedicated to gender issues. 8 years later, he claimed it ruined his life. Now, this story is kind of going to go inside with a video that I have that's talking about the globalists and their plans and how we caught on to their plans and things aren't exactly working the way they want. Now, this whole gender-affirming care thing is part of the globalist agenda. I'm not exactly entirely sure what it has to do with. I know that infertility is part of it. The depopulation agenda is part of it. But I don't know what, there's more to the story than just the depopulation agenda. I also know it's an attack on society. If you have a decent sociology professor like I did in college, you're going to find out that the family unit is the basic foundation for a good, solid, strong society. If you want to weaken society, you weaken the family unit. Now, if you're a transgender, you can't have children. That's part, probably, I don't know 100%. Could you adopt? Yes, but let's go back to the fundamentals. They want you to break up the family unit, make it weaker, right? If you're so confused about the gender, I'm just going to stop there. Okay. I could get on my soapbox. I'm just going to stop there. 8 years later, he claimed it ruined his life, becoming blunt warning against the use of puberty blockers in minors. In 2017, Avery Jackson, a 9-year-old boy who was transgendered, appeared on the cover of National Geographic as part of a special gender-focused issue titled Gender Revolution. Look at the words they used. We're going to learn about the color revolution coming up later on in the episode. Gender revolution. That's not just a happenstance that they picked that word. Remember, the Hegelian dialect, they are very specific in the words they use. So this was titled in a publication that spews propaganda, okay? Because what else is this if it's not propaganda? It's not scientist. You cannot change your gender. You can change the outside appearance. You're not going to change the way your brain functions. It's different from a man to a woman. It's so different. My brain never stops. It never stops. I have ideas that pop in all the time. I change constantly the conversation. My husband has to keep up. It's not easy for him. God bless the man. And then I have to go back and recreate the steps on how I got to the new conversation. Okay. Men's brains are so different, and genetic men cannot have a baby. Genetic men can't have a period. There's no womb inside of them for that to happen. So gender revolution, which aimed to explore the supposed evolution and the understanding of gender identity around the world. What is there to understand? You're either a boy or a girl. You're either a man or a woman. In the cover photo, the accompanying article, Avery expressed his pride and confidence in the identity, stating that the best thing about being a girl is not having to pretend to be a boy. The little boy thus became instrumental in the transgender right debate while facing a variety of reactions, including support and controversy. Let me show you the picture of the front page of the National Geographic. Now, if you think National Geographic is all about science and all about showing you real sociology stuff, you're mistaken, because look at the color. This is the cover, and it's all propaganda. It's a media source that is very trusted to give good information, right information, true information. It's a trusted source. National Geographic. I remember watching it as a kid on TV. I remember seeing the magazines on TV. So they take a trusted source and they want you to be propagandized, and it works. At the age of 8, Avery received treatments with Lupron, the same drug used for chemical castration of some sex offenders. Can we let that sink in for a minute? This kid was 8 years old. And I want to say, when I was down at the state capitol a couple years ago, I was going to speak on a whole different bill in the Health and Human Services committee. But this gender affirming bill was before mine, and it took all damn day. I was there from sun up to way past sundown, way past dinner. I finally left because I didn't know if they were going to hear my bill, but I was exhausted. The thing that I heard was from all these mothers. I didn't see a single father there. They've convinced the mothers. There were mothers that were trying to take away the parental rights of the father because the father didn't want to go through the transgender surgery for their child. And of course, we have all these liberal judges. A lot of their rights were severed. And the mom had full right to transition their children. Women are emotional-based thinkers. We have talked about this. They specifically go after white, middle-aged women for all of their nonsense, right? Well, they've convinced a whole bunch of mothers through our compassion, through our sense of caring, through our emotions, that this is the best thing for your child. And does any mother want their child to suffer? Not any good mother. When I sat there at the legislature, I was convinced. I didn't think that these parents were evil. I felt like these parents were severely deceived. It broke my heart because these parents were advocating for something that was down the road going to harm their child. And I saw, like, as if the enemy, like the devil, severely deceived these people. Severely deceived them. Because what is the most important thing to God? It's you and I. We are the only thing he spent time on creating with his own hands. Everything else, including the angelic race, was spoken into existence. But God came down on earth, formed Adam with his own hands, formed Eve with his own hands. The Bible talks about so much about how much he cares for you and I. He goes into detail about how he makes us, how much he thinks about us, to the point he died for you and me. And the enemy hates. Read Ezekiel. I'm trying to understand it myself, but we get an idea of what Satan looked like. We get an idea of the first sin that happened in heaven. It's in Ezekiel. Anyways, Satan hates it. So what is he going to do? He's going to go to the moms, the ones that so care about their kid, the ones that are emotional. Emotional. We carried the child in our womb, unless you adopted. But we're so emotional about our children. So they attack the mother's thinking. And they chemically castrated this boy at 8 years old. So according to French news outlet La Media 442, 8-year-old, 8 years later at 17 years old, the teenager publicly declared that he had ruined his life, becoming the strongest warning against the use of puberty blockers in minors. In 2020, HBO aired the documentary Transhood, which follows Avery and three other transgender kids for 5 years. Between 2023 and 2025, things changed. La Media 442 claims that on Twitch live streams and in public messages, the teenagers say he no longer feels any sexual desire and he has never had an orgasm, while openly talking about depression, osteopenia, and the feeling of having been exposed too soon. These parents that think they're doing so right by their kids, thinking that they have done so many good things for their child by advocating because they have been deceived, is robbing something so special from their children. And at 8 years old, you're not thinking about, well, normally you shouldn't be thinking about reproduction. But someday, as that kid grows, they're going to want to have a family of their own. See how it goes back to the nuclear family? And how it goes back to a hit against the nuclear family. Someday that child is going to want to have a deep connection with the person they love the most. And the deepest connection you can ever have with anyone is through intercourse. And God designed it that way. He wanted to build a bond between the husband and the wife so strong. And that bond would produce children that they would love so strong with every ounce of their being. And as a result, you know, it's very pleasurable. And now a lot of parents and a lot of these evil adults have taken, and I mean evil adults by the legislators that are for this, by the doctors who are for this. And I feel bad for all the deceived parents out there that think they're doing so good by their child. And the government who wants to threaten any parent who doesn't want to do this to their kid and take them away from them and do it behind their back. And he openly talks about that. I was a pawn. My parents and the doctors decided for me. I had no idea what this meant. How would he? He's a child. How would he know what that meant? How would he know what would go through him? Well, how would he know what his future would look like? He wouldn't know. He had no way of knowing. If he would have known all the things that he would have dealt with as an adult, he never would have started it. So today, the teenager from Kansas no longer wants to be called she. He no longer wants to be a symbol. He just wants us to stop doing the things to other kids. Lupron blocks production of sex hormones. And according to pharmaceutical industry, it is reversible. However, different specialists argue that the reality is quite different. So Marcy Bowers, a transgender surgeon and former president of WPATH, stated in 2022, among boys given blockers before puberty, 100% will never reach orgasm in adults, in adulthood. This is chemical castration. In 2024, CAST report concluded that the evidence for benefit is remarkably sparse and recommends drastic restrictions from blockers in minors. Since Sweden, Finland, Norway, and the United Kingdom have strictly restricted or prohibited these treatments for persons under 18. Can I give you some hope if you are out there and you've gone through this? That God is able to make all things new. I'm not saying that every situation, everything that you've are going through right now is going to be reversed and fixed, but God has a way of fixing the broken. And on YouTube, I've seen videos of people who transition thinking they could never get married, thinking they could never be intimate with somebody, and God restored things for them. I want to give you hope today. If you've been in this situation, if you transgendered yourself, that there is hope if you seek Jesus Christ. He's the only one I know that can help you through this and give you restoration. So I want to just say that not all hope is lost. We serve a God that can do abundantly and more than we can ever ask or think. So I wanted to share that with you today. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to look at some more headlines, including some stuff from Mark Kelly. I'm already running out of so much time. So this is what happens. I get super involved in some of my articles. And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look into some
more
of that.
Also, I wanted to let you know about Patriot Mobile. They have a fantastic promo right now. So if you're looking to get a new cell phone or you're looking to switch coverages and save 2 months of cell phone services, who couldn't be helped by having a bill like not having to be paid for 2 months? Couldn't you use the help of not having to pay a bill for 2 months? So if you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, use promo code HOLIDAY25, you're going to get 2 months of service because you watch the program. If you call 972-PATRIOT, let them know I sent you. That way you get the 2 months of service. If you don't tell them about me, then you probably won't get the offer. So holiday 25, you have to let them know Amber May sent you, Amber sent you, so you can get 2 months of service. So hey, if you're ready to make the switch to 100% U.S. customer service base that cares about your values, holiday 25 at patriotmobile.com/Amber, 972-PATRIOT. Let them know I sent you. Yeah.
I'm Jason Jones with Newsmax, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
After COVID, many of us are waking up to the fact that our government, big media, big pharma lies to us. Is it possible with turbo cancers on the rise, that big pharma's reputation at zero, that Americans are finally ready to hear the truth about cancer? Are you ready? In the 70s, a doctor working for a natural cancer institute discovered that apricot seeds, which contains B17, actually slows the growth of tumors. That doctor's work was suppressed severely by big government, big media, and big pharma. Richardson Nutritional Center has had enough of the bullying and now are courageously your source for B17. So please visit them at rncstore.com/AmberMay and use promo code AmberMay to get a discount. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. Glad you're here today. Tomorrow, Dr. Michael Schwartz is going to be guest hosting for me. I have something I have to get done tomorrow. I have to be somewhere tomorrow. So he will be guest hosting. Be here at 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. Please be here. Now let's talk about Fox News for a second because Maduro is in the news. So Trump offers Maduro an ultimatum to flee Venezuela as land operations loom. I am so pro for this. You know why? Because they're in our hemisphere. If we can get rid of these cartel members and free South Americans, prosperity can come back again. The end of sex trafficking can come end. Maybe the vast majority of drugs being trafficked to the United States can be dwindled down.
And anyone in the United States government that profits off of any of this hopefully will not have money to run for office and lose their seat. I just think that helping our fellow neighbors in our hemisphere and freeing them of the cartel would be so important. So yes, I am totally for this. Okay, so President Donald Trump delivered a stern ultimatum to Nicolas Maduro to leave Venezuela immediately before announcing the country's airspace should be closed, according to a report. So the Washington's warning was delivered in a phone call with Caracas and offered guaranteed evacuation for Maduro, his wife Celia Flores, and their son, but only if the dictator agreed to resign on the spot. The conversation stalled, the U.S. official said, and within hours, Washington escalated dramatically. Ensuing impasse, a source told the outlet, was over Maduro asking for a global amnesty for any crimes he and his group had committed, and that was rejected. Bravo. Bravo. So clearly, they're already telling on themselves that we did commit crimes. Clearly. Second, they asked to retain control of the armed forces, similar to what happened in Nicaragua at 91 with Violeta Chamorro. In return, they would allow free elections. No, they won't. You're controlling the arms. You're controlling the media. And you're going to allow free elections. Something just doesn't add up there. Sorry, I don't believe that. No. The final issue was timing, according to the outlet, as Washington demanded that Maduro resign immediately, but Caracas refused. Trump went on and announced Saturday that Venezuela airspace would be considered closed in its entirety. Ooh. The Herald also reported that Maduro government tried to schedule another call to Washington, but received no response. According to the defense experts familiar with the country's military and state-linked cartel ties, Maduro and key players in his regime could now face the most serious threat yet. I think the operations will start imminently, former Venezuela diplomat Vanessa said. And clearing the airspace is an indication and a very clear public warning that missiles might be coming to take out command and control infrastructures or retaliation. Relatory infrastructure. This will not be like breaking a jar into 1,000 pieces. This is where you can lift the concentration of power and it's easier to manage. The targets have been identified through covert operations over the last several years by people on the ground. So they're well mapped. This is a capture or kill scenario, which you can only do with super evil people. There's no rehabilitating really evil people. And there's a limit to how many people you can remove quickly. So on Sunday, Trump told reporters abroad, Air Force One, not to read anything into his declaring Venezuela airspace closed when asked if a strike was imminent. What is he going to tell the reporters? Yeah, it's imminent. And then like tip off the hen to Venezuela? Come on. Stupid reporters. Maduro also doesn't have that many options. His military is very weak, but the cartel are not. That's the thing. They're a paramilitary organization. You can't go after 30 people simultaneously who are spread all around, but certainly high on the list would be Maduro himself. Absolutely. Venezuelan armed forces, once among Latin America's strongest, have been weakened by years of corruption, sanctions, defections, and lack of maintenance. Much of it, equipment, Newman said, has never been serviced. So the materials is extremely old, decayed, and not have been serviced. They got junk from the Russians. The stuff they originally had from Americans is decades old and have not been serviced. So they have neither the personnel, foreign support, nor the material, she said. Ahead of shuttering the airspace, the U.S. also officially designated the cartel allegedly linked with Venezuela's government, the Cartel de Solis, as a foreign terrorist organization. This cartel turned Venezuela's main oil company into narcotic trafficking money laundering operation, using the company's access to international finance until it was sanctioned. Who worked for government on counter transnational organized crime linked to the group? You know what's funny about this? It's not funny. But I don't know if any of you have been watching Dark Winds on the show, but Dark Winds, I see it on Netflix. I don't know where else it is. But Dark Winds has a narcotic trafficking, a laundering operation through an oil company. And one of the, so there was a group of Indian cops, and one of the Indian cops left the reservation and went onto Border Patrol as a cop. And she has found human trafficking, and she has discovered that their narcotics are being trafficked through the oil company on the show. So it's kind of interesting how, you know, I mean, obviously it's real. How do you, you know, this stuff is real, and Hollywood takes from reality, right? But it's just interesting that I just watched that on TV and I saw this now in the news. So not surprising, but just interesting. They were using Venezuelan military jets to bring in cocaine from Colombia, process it in Venezuela, and then move it into Central America and then into Europe. So you don't think the European families, anyone who has ever had someone they love on drugs, no, especially because you have adult children. There's nothing you can do to help your adult children if they want to be on drugs. Nothing. It makes you so helpless as a parent. So you're telling me that all those parents around the world here in America and in Europe wouldn't be happy at the less amount of drugs that their children can have access to? Absolutely, they should be in favor of it. But with the twisted media, who knows? Oh, bad Donald Trump. He's going after fishermen boats. So bad Donald Trump. No, Donald Trump is trying to help people not get on drugs anymore. Have reduced. There's always going to be people on drugs. I know, but he's going to reduce the amount of drugs coming into our nation and going into Europe. Thank you, Donald Trump. This war on drugs is real. And I'm very proud of you, Donald Trump. Jet pilots are making a lot of money off of that. And they've tortured people. They target anybody who tells on them. They just disappear. They're now one of the prime drug trafficking networks into the United States and Europe, and use their military positions, including their military to military relations, to grow and accelerate those movements. So in fact, in September, the European Parliament also voted in favor of the EU designating Cartel de los Solos as a terrorist organization. That's a little bit surprising to me, to be honest. The Cartel de los Solos is also a key collaborator and financier of Hezbollah. What have I told you? We've been kind of talking about the two. Okay, Hezbollah, that doesn't surprise you. Can't surprise you. And some of the drug money that's been used to fund terrorist attacks have killed American citizens, even in the Middle East. So the U.S. has also ramped up military and intelligence campaign targeting drug trafficking networks linked to Venezuela, including strikes on suspected narco boats. Why do you think Donald Trump's very interested in this? Because he has great intelligence telling him what is going on. And ultimately, it's going to leave our hemisphere very safe to go and travel anywhere south of the United States and Mexico, the Caribbean. It's dangerous. Let's be real. We all know this. You stick to the you stick to the tourist spots, you're less likely to get hurt, right? But give me a break. This would be great. Can you imagine how much freer we could be traveling Central America, South America, Mexico, if we were freed from these terrorist organizations? Can you imagine how the people would thrive if they were freed? Can you imagine all the families that have loved ones on drugs and the drugs are hard to get to? Could you imagine how they would feel? The decision is President Trump, because when he says go, we go. And nobody knows when he'll say that. He has mobilized so many assets down there now. But what President Trump is doing now is long overdue. I couldn't agree more with that statement. The timing is right now, because even Maduro's biggest backers, Russia and Iran, are both on back foot. And China will not go that far in backing Maduro, as its bigger and broader interests throughout the region. Now, let's explore that a little bit. China. Gosh, I'm running out of time. I think I'm going to have all this time to go through all this news, and I pick so much stuff, and I don't have enough time in the hour. Okay, so China is all around, surrounding the United States. It's up in Canada. It's throughout Mexico. It's in the Caribbean. It's in South America. This is so good for us, because China is trying to surround us. Well, they have been successful at surrounding us, but they know they can't take us head on. So this is so good. That's going to help us defeat some of the strongholds that China has in our hemisphere. She also noted that Maduro is also weakened, and they don't say that in the media about the Chinese and how they've really surrounded the United States. Every expert that knows about this stuff, I've asked them, and they all have said the same thing over and over again. They're in Canada, they're in the Caribbean, they're in Mexico, they're in South America. This is so good for us to be pushing back, not only against the cartel and the terrorist groups, but also breaking some of the strongholds of China surrounding the United States of America. She also noted that Maduro is also weakened because his partners are weakened and have also issues to deal with them. We also have now a concentration of power and deep repression within the country that's quite unified, which means it's easy to flip. Newman identified others in the regime who may be targeted, including Vice President, Minister of the Interior, Justice of the Peace, the head of the Counterintelligence Agency. One of the reasons Genco is the important figure is that he's one of the reasons why they haven't capitulated and why they are not being a military uprising. It's because of the brutality of the counterintelligence that they do to their own military, and hundreds of soldiers are tortured. People have made it clear that they wanted Maduro out and fought dramatically, but lost. That's pretty powerful. Let's think about that for a second. We have firearms. Do you think the people in Venezuela do? How do you go against the cartel? How do you go against the military as weak as they are when you have no weapons to defend yourself? Yeah. I'm going to skip this because it's just basically a congressman that's saying he's stepping down from office. Bravo to him. You know, we've seen a lot of members of Congress turn Washington, D.C. into a retirement home, a retirement community. That was never meant to be that way. And this man who served in the military, served a few years in Congress, is now stepping back and saying he's spending time with his wife and kids. Bravo to you. Okay, I'm going to take a break because I'm running out of time. I want to get to the White House. They're doing this misbias exposing the media offenders so weekly. So this is great. Good content for me. I'm happy about it. And we're going to take a break and we're going to look at that in just a second. Hey, friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella. And you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray is super easy. Kobe Bites. These are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs a delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe Bites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in broadcasting and podcasting world. And I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro. And what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer, lower prices. And don't forget promo code Amber at checkout.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. Glad to have you. And I hope to see you. Well, I'm not going to be there, but tomorrow at 2 p.m., Dr. Michael Schwartz is going to be guest hosting. It'll be fun. We love Dr. Mike, right? He's a fun guy. He does a great show. So here we go. I want to show you this media offenders, whitehouse.gov/media bias. The White House media misleading bias exposed. I love it. So they're exposing the Boston Global, CBS News, The Independent, Sedacious. Yes, Sedacious is right. Mark Kelly. You know what? He's probably not going to face the music because they wrote this script perfectly, right? They had their greatest attorneys, either from the ACLU or Mark Elias. So I don't know that he's going to face the music. But what it did do is it did say to the media, the military, if you go against the president of the United States and, you know, do not abide by the orders of your commanding officer, legal orders, of course, then you're going to be court-martialed. So I do like that. And there was a whole video that they shared on here.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
The president has never given an illegal order. These people know what they are doing.
They do know what they're doing. And here's the thing. Because their attorneys wrote it so specifically and so perfect, I don't think Mark Kelly's going to see anything. So they're telling you the outlets that have been exposed, the offense, the media misrepresents President Donald Trump's call for members of Congress to be held accountable for inciting sedition by calling, by saying that he called for their execution, which he did not. He tells you the reporter's name and they are offended because they didn't tell the truth. The claim is the media misrepresents and exaggerated President Trump's call for democratic accountability, which is true. So he goes into that. And then he says the key points. They misrepresented him. They admitted some of the context, which is what they do. And that's how they mind manipulate you. And that's how they are able to propagandize people. So I think that was bravo on his part for creating a website like that. And I'm hoping that I could remember to keep going back because I like to expose that. So hopefully we're going to see that often. Hopefully we're going to visit this website once a week. Hopefully we'll see if I can remember. And then the National Guardsman, Andrew Wolf, has responded to nurses after being injured by the Afghan shooter. Oh, how sad. That was a very sad thing that we had to hear about this weekend. And God bless all those, the family of the one National Guards woman who died.
Is that Andrew remains in serious condition. We did have some positive news that we were told that Andrew was asked if he could hear the nurse who asked the question to give a thumbs up, and he did respond. And we were told that he also wiggled his toes. So we take that as a positive sign. I'm not here to speculate, but I will say one thing, that Melody, the mom, has been so positive a force, and she's been asking people across the country to pray for her son, and those prayers are working. So today is that.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that. Hopefully he'll make a full recovery, and I'm so sad he got shot at. But here's Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona. I'm so ashamed. And just so you guys know, I didn't vote for this guy. He parades his wife that got shot. She was a state legislator. She got shot several years ago in the head. He only parades her around during campaign time. And then he always brings up his astronaut service and his military service. But I'm ashamed of him because he really doesn't have any patriotic bones in his body. Here he is on TV.
You can certainly go to the judge, advocate generals, the lawyers, and have a discussion about it. If you don't have time, you just say simply, I'm not going to do that. That's against.
Doesn't he look like Lex Luthor?
The law.
It puts a lot of burden on the troops to make a decision in real time.
That's a tremendous amount of burden on officers in the military, but that is their responsibility. And they can figure out, you know, a reasonable person can tell something that is legal and something that is illegal.
So would you refuse?
Everybody knows what they're saying. They, again, their attorneys wrote it so perfectly, but everybody gets what the messaging is.
These specific orders to strike drug boats if you were still in uniform?
Well, the difference between the initial strike and what is being reported, you know, as a second strike, And those things are different. I think this administration has tied themselves in knots, the explanations that we have received on how this is all legal. And I was saying weeks ago, my concern is with the service members, that we're gonna put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And, you know, they may find out, you know, down the road that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them. That's why we need presidents and Secretary of Defense who understand the Constitution,
Secretary
who understand
Moore.
The rule of law, and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and service members than the whims of a president.
It's sad. This guy supposedly took an oath to defend the Constitution when he swore in as a military member. And again, as a senator, I'm just disgusted by him. He obviously has no qualms about defying the Constitution of the United States. Here's a little bit more about that.
I will point out, though, Harris, one of the crazy things that happened over the weekend, the Democrats, elected Democrats, not some online troll, elected Democrats have been saying it's okay to disobey orders. That's the first step. But what we saw happen this weekend through some of those same elected officials was to say basically to military men and women, look out, you might get prosecuted. This is not the language of we'll beat, you know, them in the next election or we'll win the argument. This is the language of a color revolution where you're calling on military men and women to disobey orders.
Do you hear the word again? Revolution. We already heard it in the transgender story. Okay.
And you put that on top of the firebombing of Tesla dealerships, the riots you see in the streets, the prosecution of a political opponent. The Democrats have completely lost the plot here. And the American people, I think, see that. But it's a very dangerous road to go down here to say you should be disobeying orders because we don't like Trump.
Yeah.
We'll point out, though, Harris.
It's true. It's dangerous. It's a matter of national security. It's dangerous for a matter of national security. Now, I want to talk about this. I might go just a couple minutes late just because I do want to do some nice videos after we've had a lot of strong conversations. So I won't go over too much, I promise. But I just maybe a couple more minutes of your time. I want to talk about Neil Oliver. We were talking about the globalists a little bit ago. This is about a 4-minute video. And he's going to be talking about, it's not conspiracy theories, the things that he's seen, the globalists, their plans. So let's check this out. Okay. Here we go.
What happened in recent years was that the latest generation of the powerful realized the people were onto them at last. A long, slow, patient process of shortening the leash inch by inch, year by year. The way of the Fabian Society, the Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations. Different names, same ideology of one world government, went into hasty overdrive. Too hasty, as it turned out. Sensing threat, the powerful put their foot on the accelerator pedal and went for it in hopes of getting over the line into total control before they were rumbled. The fake pandemic, the draconian measures, lethally dangerous injectables, the fear porn that tightened the leash right up to the neck. Always more legislation for our own good. The Patriot Act in the US, for example, the creeping censorship of online safety bills here, and now digital IDs made mandatory. Always the fear porn about the end of the world one way or another. Proxy wars, the surveillance state, the digital cage made of CBDCs for the unwitting and made of debanking for the rest. And above all else, the silencing, the censorship, the taking control of the internet, of social media. The people of the world in ever-increasing numbers, have awoken from the anesthetic, have focused their attention, have pieced together enough of the puzzle without the picture. So the only option left open to the powerful is to shut us up, render us too scared to speak, too scared to move. In Britain, the ending of trial by jury means the state has closed the loop. Now, they will write laws to ban criticism, to ban questions, to ban protest. That's only the start. And soon it will be laws to ban meat, to ban cars, to ban heating that works, to ban cash. Without even the tattered remnant of trial by jury, and less than 1% of cases come before a jury now anyway, having formally removed any vestige of an obstacle to their dictatorship, they will seek to round up and jail their opponents, great and small, and by so doing, frighten the rest into compliant silence and obedience. I've said it before, and I'll repeat. Those sometime powerful are frightened in the extreme, more frightened than they have ever been. Know that. Never forget that. What we are seeing, as I said at the top, is nature taking its course. By accident or by design, the mutation is all but complete, and the separation, us and them, is plain to see. In the Bible, there's a line about, come out from among them and be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. Well, it turns out the unclean thing has done the coming out from among us. We can see them clearly, and if they were ever like us, they're not like us now. People persist in looking for happy endings. Noticing and knowing all this is not an ending, but a beginning. We are told the truth will set us free. And guess what? That's true as well. But no one said freedom was a quick solution or an easy path.
Right.
Now that we can see clearly enough, we can indeed be free. But the freedom in focus is not for the faint-hearted. No. Nothing worth having ever is.
Right.
What happened?
True. And to that point, you have the illegal immigration that was part of the globalist idea. You have to get rid of sovereignty. You have to get rid of culture and to usher in the one world government, one world order. Here's Stephen Miller about that.
Your audience perfectly, Sean. This was not a loophole. The Biden administration, Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, devised a scheme to fly illegal aliens into the country and then to escort them en masse across the border by the millions and to give them something known as parole, which gives them a work permit, which gives them a social, which gives them a social security number, which gives them access to the voting booth. This was the plan all along, to get them here illegally so they can get free government benefits, get hooked to welfare, and be able to participate in American elections. This was an attack on democracy by the Democrat Party. It's the same attack that we see, Sean, when you have California, a sanctuary state, that is refusing to turn over even illegal alien criminals and gang members to ICE. So these are illegal aliens in California who have been arrested by California police, by California law enforcement for serious crimes, for crimes against children, for felonies, for crimes that threaten public safety, and they are refusing to hand these criminal illegal aliens over to ICE. Instead, they're freeing them back into the cities to offend and offend again. By any definition, what California is doing is criminal. It is a violation of our laws. It is one of the...
Yes, it is. I'm running out of time, and I wanted to play a couple really cute videos, but I want to hone in on this point. Now, this is Viktor Orban. He's talking about the same thing. It was part of the globalist idea to bring in all these immigrants. It wasn't just a happenstance. It was all by design. It was part of a plan, and it was to destroy nationalism and to bring in the one world.
The migration issue is so complicated. Legally, it's very simple. You know, to cross the borderline without a permission is a crime. Full point. It's over. The problem is that migration is a concept of changing the society as such.
Yeah.
It's a kind of replacement of the original native-born voters with somebody else. And this is, you know, without being involved into any conspiracy theory, this is a well-detailed plan of the left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, okay, my understanding of the history is probably not as sophisticated as yours, but if I understand correctly, the last 150 years of the European, including UK anyway, mm-hmm. The European politics, it's about a competition of two tribes. One is those who think that we should stay in the traditional frame and value system of Europe as it was. Nation, freedom, Christianity, that's all.
Yep. But the globalists can't have that, right? Can't have that. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.